Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Nine one seven eight eight nine
3926 Relationship Wednesday. Plus, we chopping it up. Got some grown and sexy recipes. What's up, Cleveland? I'm headed your way. The Clippers and the Cavs tomorrow night. I am there. In the building. It's going down. Hey, it's cold. It's all get out in Cleveland. I prepare. It's winter time, folks. Buckle up. It's snowing in places that it shouldn't be snowing right now. It's like, listen, icebergs are melting. Deserts are cold. It's the signs of the times, people. The signs of the times. All the way live from the other side of the eight. What up? Hot chocolate. What up, Ma?
What's going on, everybody? And yeah, these weather systems out here are going crazy. I'm not sure about anybody else in the A, but today at 2:15, I was hunkered down in a stairwell because of a tornado warning that went off in my building, and I'm on the 43rd floor. So needless to say, it was kind of chaotic and a little bit of pandemonium, but I am enjoying a piece of rum cake right this minute to make all the woes of my day go away.
I was on the 10th and they were going crazy. I couldn't imagine being all the way up there on the 44th.
Listen, it did not look good as it was approaching, and it was moving very rapidly.
Unbelievable. Listen, signs of the times. Let's go to Charlotte. All the way live. She might be alive. She might sound like she's dead. You never can tell. Madam Boston.
I knew you were talking about me. Good morning and afternoon. What's up? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, we had a tornado warning here, too. It was like, yeah, it was a little while. We haven't had rain in like months. So
yeah, neither had we.
It was good for the environment, but it sucked for my body. So yeah. Thank you.
Georgia needed that rain. We didn't want we didn't want the tornado, but we definitely needed the rain. Hey, let's
we definitely needed the rain.
South Carolina. What up, Fee? You ready to chat?
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, man.
Ready to see what kind of sexy recipes we got coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh.
Yum, yum. Then,
congratulations.
Well, let's go. Let's go. What up, Gabe James?
excuse me. Call me.
Wait a minute now.
What?
You're
clearing
clearing the phlegm and all of that? Like,
yeah,
come on now.
Yeah, I got let me clear my throat. DJ Cool.
Jeez. Okay.
I'm all right. What's up, Machado?
What about
Hi.
It's Relationship Wednesday, hump day. Hey, we chopping it up, so let's move and groove this thing along. It's 9:08. We will return. It's the Social Lab.
Thank you.
889-3926. It's the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio. Help you get over the hump. Hey, Relationship Wednesday. Y'all know she's feeling good over there. That's right.
She got to be.
Madam Barbiturate.
Okay.
Real talk for people, real times. We them. Hey, how many of us have dealt or encountered the blended family? The blended family, you know.
My hand is raised.
When it's not your biological dad or mom in a relationship, like you've had step parents or grandma and auntie was in the house, you know, most of your life, you know, the blended family. Who can relate to that? I can.
I definitely can. Yeah, for sure.
I'm
part of
the
one.
Blended, well, you're part of one. Absolutely. I think I've always been a part of one. Believe it or not, I have a brother that I'm literally only 7 months older than.
Oh.
Think about it. Think about
it. Is he, Papa?
Only seven months, right? So, you know, his mother raised me like I was her son, and my mother looked at him like he was her son.
Right.
Talk about blended family, right?
That's love. That's love. It speaks to their character.
Love. Absolutely. But I've been on the flip side of that as well, where my mother got married. And, you know, me and my stepdad had a tumultuous relationship. I mean, you know, he you know, like hit me in the eye, gave me 6 stitches. I bust him in the nose, gave him some stitches. Like, I mean, the complete opposite of what I understood. We're talking about coping with the blended family tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. It's not always good. It's not always bad. And sometimes it can be downright indifferent.
Yeah. Y'all was fighting
weird
over your mom. Y'all was fighting
weird
over your mom. You know that?
Fighting over my mom. You know what?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
She was in the middle.
Exactly.
She was in the middle. And
not even to start it, just because she was in the middle. You know what I mean? She was yours and he wanted her to be his. So that's what it was.
That's typically how it goes down, specifically when you're young and immature and a little ignorant like I was and a little ignorant like I still am. Hey, but I think, you know, we're always real open about these kind of topics and ready to talk about them because they are real. And most of us have encountered these kind of relationships. Again, you know, I think that relationship made me who I am today, and I'm sensitive to just relationships in general because even though I was raised with, you know, the majority of my family, you know, actual biological factual family, I don't really think that it's all about family sometimes because I know some people who were raised by family, and at the end of the day, they were treated like crap. So it doesn't always go to say that your family's always going to be the best, you know, things for you. The family's not always going to treat you the best. So you got to be able to just understand relationships and how to build good relationships.
You're absolutely right, because I know, like, when my father met my stepmom, I liked her from the day I met her. And from that point on, any woman that called for my father, I don't care if he was standing right in front of me, I would say he won't there. And then when I met her son, we stood in front of each other and started crying. Like, and we was like, at the same time, I was like, I got a brother. And he said, I got a sister. And we was locked there. So, like, we didn't have any, sibling rivalry or any of that, you would have thought we were raised together because we were just so much alike, 3 years and 3 weeks apart, you know. So, and then my stepbrother, then they had a son, so then, you know, that gave me two brothers. And yeah, I mean, that was, you know.
Oh, our neighbors and our aunts and our uncles, a lot of homage or they were the bridges over the troubled waters, specifically some of our neighbors, right, who never got credit,
sure.
who never ever came back and said thank you. They the ones who took care of the latchkey kids. I was one of those latchkey kids. Came home.
Yeah.
My mom worked up until like 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, overtime, getting it, right? And so we kind of raised ourselves. You know, but I had an uncle that passed away this year. You know, my brother's uncle, excuse me, my father's brother, my uncle, passed away this year. And I had, you know, I'm not going to say beef, but I had a little issue over a situation that took place within my blended family. And because it wasn't my mother, it was really my stepmom, had a little issue. I had kind of, you know, blew it off, you know, wrote it off like, you know, whatever, I'm done. I don't, you know.
Right. Like
they'll need me before I need them, you know, type of
right.
attitude, right? Mm-hmm. You know how we do.
Of
and,
course.
You know, when my uncle passed and we were all together at the funeral, it was imperative, like in my spirit, in my soul, that I confronted the issue and we nipped it in the bud. Never would I want to lose her, or never would I want to die and leave a situation up in the air unresolved that was still paining me, if you will, right? Still on my mind, still something I was wrestling with. Folks, we got to get it right. You know what I'm saying? It's the holiday season. At the end of the day, if you want to lighten somebody's mood, if you want to, you know, help usher somebody in a positive direction, you know what I'm saying? Bury the hatchet. You know, put all of the bad energy behind you. Go into the new year.
How do you do
on
it?
A good foot with a good relationship. Well, you know what? We'll talk about that
dive
in
right
a moment. We come back. It's Relationship Wednesday. How do you do it?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll chop it up with feet. It's a social lab, Team Hama Radio. It's 9:19. How do you do?
Just like music. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping a Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy.
Yeah.
Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Woman got me in the air saying sweet nothing. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light to open up. This is it. What the?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, party all night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Happy day,
get funky, just like you.
Music makes the clouds fly.
Love that. A little bit of Eric Sermon throwback right there. TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:23 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Relationship Wednesday, hump day, getting you over and around and on the other side of the hump. We are that crew, that team, that network, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston, the General. And we're going to be chopping it up with Fee here pretty soon. But before we had our ears musically titillated, like that, right, for Relationship Wednesday.
Yeah, titillated, I like that.
Titillated. Right, right, right.
How long you been sitting on that word?
Thank you.
How long you been
sitting on that word? Stop it. Stop it.
You've been waiting.
Yes, I have been. And just on a Wednesday, too, right? Before the break, Madam Boston posed the question, how do you begin to repair the relationships that may have become estranged and within your family dynamic, blended, biological, play cousins, whatever it is. My suggestion is just to dive right in. I find that in my particular situation, I let my pride get the best of me.
Yes,
I am the queen, besides my name, Regina, meaning queen. I am the queen of, I will not be the one to apologize this time because I'm always the one who apologizes. So,
yeah.
Especially if it's, you know, one of those situations where, you know, you tend to have
ain't
issue
no problem,
or God. Fallout with this particular person often, or, you know, you bump heads or your personalities just don't mesh, whatever the case may be, the bigger person. I find that forgiveness for someone who you feel has wronged you is more for you than it is for them. So if you can get over that feeling of, you know, letting your pride get the best of you and
most
not wanting to do
it.
And that's the biggest part. That's the biggest part.
Yeah.
If you can do that, then you can do it.
Well, I mean, I guess mine feels like is more involved. I'm particularly talking about the relationship between my daughter's father and I, which it is a blended family because he has children with his wife, and then, you know, there's my daughter, which, you know, so those are her sisters or whatever. And I've never been nasty towards them or any of that, but her father and I cannot get along to save nobody's life. Every time we attempt to talk, we start screaming. Somebody ends up crying. Somebody
unresolved issues, though. Unresolved issues.
Right, so that's
there's
what I'm
some
saying,
things
like,
that. Well, I think Gina said it. You know, you have to tackle those things that are unresolved. I saw something recently on what was it? It was actually Black Ink Chicago. You know, the chick Charmaine and the dude Don, even though Don, you know, had like two baby mamas. One he didn't even know about, right? He had a main chick, you know. He messed around with Charmaine. Now Charmaine
right.
had issues that she kept bringing up, even though she was just a quick smash, right? I mean, at the end of the day, she felt like he had lied to her, and really
right.
he did lie to her. You know,
right.
he lied to her to smash. You know, and at the end of the day, when it all came to, she was feeling guilty and bad, even though they had to all work together. Now,
right.
that was just a bunch of mess, right? But to fast forward to what you're saying, what she admitted, he came out and said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for lying to you. I did you wrong. I did my girl wrong. I did everybody wrong. I'm sorry. She said, that's all I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear you say sorry. Now, I'm thinking, seriously? That's all you wanted to hear was him say sorry? But you know what? Yes, seriously. That's all she wanted to hear. She was done after that. There's some things that you want to hear from him And it's probably some stuff he want to hear from you. As simple as, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being an asshole. I'm sorry for being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but was it genuine though? Because you can say I'm sorry and know damn well, we know damn well you ain't sorry.
You ain't sorry.
I don't apologize for much. So when I do apologize, I mean it. Because most stuff I'm not sorry about. But at the same time, I'll admit if, you know, if I'm wrong, dead wrong, if I see it.
Well, that's the thing. If you see it, see, some things you just got to take to God in prayer. That might be one of those things. Hey, we're going to stop it up with three, and we're going to come
lying.
Back because this might be a part two and part three therapy session.
Okay,
with Madam Ross.
I mean, we're
going to South Carolina. And chop it up with Fee. What up, Mom?
He made me weak. Well, tonight I have my take. I don't know if you guys have ever eaten at Bonefish Grill.
Hey. Pause. I did not hear the theme music.
Exactly.
I did not hear the theme music. We chopping it up with Fee. Hey.
Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
Now
we popping it up.
Now
let's
go.
Yeah, and it's Shirley Caesar.
Potatoes, tomatoes.
Yes, it's Miss Caesar.
Okay. She was getting down on that one.
That still makes me weak, too.
Ow.
Yeah, I wasn't getting my
Well, we have my Kapow shrimp pasta. And it was really my spin on Bonefish Grill. Bang Bang Shrimp, but I had to make it into a pasta. So what we have, you have 8 ounces of thin pasta noodles of your choice, 8 ounces of medium shrimp peeled and deveined, a tablespoon of olive oil, 3 cloves of garlic mint, a tablespoon of smoked paprika, more if you'd like to taste, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, and for the sauce, what you're going to combine is 1/2 cup of mayo, 1/4 cup of Thai sweet chili sauce, 2 cloves of garlic pressed, 1/2 lemon or lime juice to your taste, and 1 teaspoon of sriracha sauce, and that is optional, as well as the minced, crushed black or red pepper. Now, your directions here, what you're going to do, you're going to make your sauce up. You're going to whisk your mayo together, your sweet chai chili sauce, your garlic, your lime juice, as well as your sriracha. You're going to mix that all together, and you're going to set that to the side. Now, in a large bowl, in a pot, you're going to boil your pasta according to the package, and then you're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees, lightly oil a baking dish, and you're then going to take your shrimp and you're going to place it in the bottom of your baking dish, and you're going to bake that until they're nice and pink. So that's going to be about 6 to 8 minutes. Once those are finished, you're going to take your shrimp out of the oven, and you're going to combine it in your Kapow sauce. And then with your noodles, after you've drained them, you're going to combine your mayo mixture along with your shrimp and with your noodles. And if you'd like to top that off with some ground Parmesan cheese and a little parsley for color, and if you like, you can pair that with a nice garlic bread or maybe a croissant or something of that nature. And there you go with your Kapow short pasta.
Kapow. Listen.
Kapow.
Nice and pink, huh? Gotta be nice and pink.
Back in.
You know what?
You know what?
Oh,
I just want to make sure that's what you said. I'll make sure I get the right section.
You have no friends in America. None. There's no friends in America.
Yeah. Nice frill. Only
all nice
that. And pink.
Oh my God.
That's a theme music, huh?
Hey,
chicken,
chicken,
chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken,
p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:37 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you gotta figure it out. I'm Madam Boston. We got T.M. Hyman. We got Hot Chocolate, Save,
yeah.
B, the whole T.M. Hyman crew, Social Lab. It's Relationship Wednesday, and yeah, they were giving me therapy. You know what I mean? Like, this is my therapy session because we're talking about blended families and how we cope with blended families and what to do when there are, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tripping.
There you go. Yes. When people are tripping and, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, mend that bridge or, yeah, build that bridge back up.
You know what? You know, the reality is this. I mean, you know, and hot chocolate called it out, but we don't really like it because it doesn't feel good, specifically when we think that we've been wronged or we think that we're right in a situation and everybody else is wrong. I mean, she said, you know, you got to take the high road. You know, you got to humble yourself. And that pride always keeps us from really saying, okay, I'm bigger than the situation. I'm a set myself aside, my pride aside. But really, you know, you got to just be able to just humble yourself and let it go. Even if you're right, let it go for the good of the situation, because you don't always have to be right. But some of us feel like we always got to be right. We'll be right, you know, to make our mom or our grandmama wrong. And, you know, some people, to me, are just going to always be right, even if they're dead wrong.
And you're right about that. You're right about that. I definitely feel like, though, that I don't feel wronged in the situation outside of having not talked to my daughter in months. And like I said, I don't, you know what, hold on, we tell the truth
that?
Here. No, let me say this. We tell this.
Do you blame him for that?
Kind of, yeah. And I'm gonna tell y'all why, though. Because how about this? Y'all know, maybe not everybody else knows, but my daughter went to go stay with her father when I moved to Charlotte, right? But filed for custody when I left. Tried to take her fully from me. And this went on for about 9 years. And so went arguing and, you know, what have you, but never resolved any issue. Because I didn't leave yet. And I'm not going back there. You know what I mean? I'm not. I refuse. And the situation I've been in with for the last 7 years, I don't know how to explain to him. I have no idea how to explain to him what I've gone through. So maybe that is my pride. But
that's all it is.
and it could be, but it's like I don't know how to put that into words. To put it into words.
If you want it to work, you'll find a way to do it. That's just the bottom line. If you want it to work that bad, I mean, that's just me. That's just the outside looking in. Everybody's situation is different, you know, but come clean. Try to have even playing field, agree on terms before the conversation starts up, you know, and we stick to facts and no emotions. And I think things could be productive, but, you know, not every case is different. Things are conditional like that. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm just saying, to Regina's point about being a bigger person.
Yeah,
I think that would show great initiative in trying to set the tone of the relationship. You know, I'm trying to get this right, but I need you to help me. If you approach it with that instead of until you admit how you messed up, I ain't gonna be able to continue this conversation. Then you know you're going into a losing battle. You ask me. That's just my opinion.
It's just frustrating because I have attempted in several times. And again, it comes back down to him being mad at me for leaving, but he got mad. I mean, like, I really didn't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't
like,
he in a new relationship?
He's been married for 8 years, maybe.
So is it truly that he's mad because you left?
Yeah. Because he said it in front of his wife and mother-in-law.
It was the
and
way
my,
that you did.
And my dad. Yeah, I guess so. No, I told him ahead of time. It was not a just spur of the moment type thing. Not at all. It was just so crazy. He blurted it out. He was like, "You left. You left us." I'm like, "I left y'all. I ain't leave y'all."
Oh, so there it is right there. Listen. It wasn't just that you left. You say we talked about it, right? I mean, people talk about things all the time, but it's not until reality sets in that, you know, it's like, wow, this is really happening. Hey, we're not just helping you get over the hump, folks. It seems like we're helping CeeLo get over the hump tonight. You know, you're just listening. It's Relationship Wednesday. We got more feet. We'll be chopping it up. Hey, it's 9:43. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab.
First told me I should have let go, but you were so good, turn me klepto. See, stealing every moment I could get though. Let's go, let me put you on to the best though. Then I caught you out here with Ashley, Maddie. Everybody know that she nasty. I'ma keep it classy. Walk right past me. You already know how many wish they should have had me.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, take a chance.
Talking about the blended families, but in the meanwhile, we are going to blend some something delicious, I hope, with this next recipe. Okay, just making sure. Hold on, let me find your theme music. Sing it. It's elusive. So there you go. Okay, I got you.
Not.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
For dessert tonight, I have my island infusion pie. What that consists of is one store-bought graham cracker crust, a half a cup of mango pureed, 6 egg yolks, a half a cup of key lime juice, 2 14-ounce cans of sweetened condensed milk, a half a cup of mango diced, whipped cream to garnish. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees,
And to make your filling, what you're going to use is either a food processor or a blender. You're going to process your mangoes until they're pureed. Add your egg yolk, your lime juice, and the 2 cans of sweetened condensed milk. And you're going to combine that until it's well intact. Then you're going to fold in your diced mango with a spatula so that you don't break them up. Then you're going to pour your mixture into your crust, and you're going to bake for about 20 to 25 minutes. Then you're going to remove it and cool until it's completely set. And then to garnish, you would just take your whipped cream and kind of decorate the top. And if you want to set it off a little more, you can take some lime zest and a couple of your mangoes that you've diced up, and you can garnish on top. And that's your island infusion pie.
Island infusion pie. Now, what was the inspiration for this particular work?
I'm a fan of the Cheesecake Factory's Key Lime Mango Cheesecake. And so I had to make my own little spin on it. And that's what I came up with. And it's a pretty big hit between me and my children. So hopefully you guys will take a bite out of it and enjoy it just as much as we do.
Now, wait a minute. I like to take a bite out of it.
Oh,
where's
jammer.
My theme music?
You
where
have no friends.
Thank you.
Bring in
Shirley. Especially if you ask.
Yeah, kid, you name it.
Fix your eyes on the guy. There's no kind of worries if I die. So why try? I danger feel stepping my way. Bodies get violated on a Friday to do or die way. Your death threater, sender, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer, 3 knockout cat winner, the steel reacher, lay him down teacher, your funeral servant church preacher, your black hearse coffin seeker, the body polluter, the thug recruiter, the brown bear white Brooklyn trooper, the cock D mountain mover, the face basher, the lyrical brain smasher, the knowledge waxer, the Donald Trump
the
money stasher,
body blaster, rhythm slasher, the human asthma, breath taker, body dumb waster, the slot cocker, the block locker, the knot rocker, the shot popper, the jock cock blocker, the bass splitter, human disgrace getter, the lady slitter, phone joneser, sneak over tap the babysitter, the barrel smoking, vest toting hearse initiator, rap supplier, the human thug generator, the honey gamer, the chicken tricker, the slicker, long clip pistol whipper, the ready to rust that ass kicker, the track maneuverer, the box barrier, throw off the dome rapper, the C-74 ox carrier,
the G-seller, the chest sweller, the stacks under my guest sweater, the money bag dweller, the stitch provider, the guest rider, the cartridge inserter, FMJ experter, the man you never heard of,
the hard rock disser, the thump man, the out of one clan, the stun hit in 34 days in the month man, the front man, the Brooklyn representer, the beat down center, the two brothers, the hottest rappers out some of the women,
the girl cheater, the beat back beater, the street sweet keeper, the body, the concrete meter, the mosquito, the ism smoker, the liver choker, the spot stock broker, the rugged pitcher poser, the car scrambler, roar you flux, same suit, poker, gambler, nasty amateur, damager, snap master without the camera,
the big guzzler, the plug to your mug tussler, the slug juggler, the crazy thug hustler, the Lexus warner, the chain ring and bracelet flaunterer, the chamber toter, the mansion having sauna soaker, the corner stander, the style crammer, the takeover spot block demander, the block the prop handler, the pager hitter, the fast go Castro getter, the transmitter, North Carolina, the shorty hitter,
the rhyme kicker, the internal heart dog sticker, the red skull body hitter, rep with joints on my promo sticker, the trigger happy, father got calling pappy, my slugs blow out, gray wave patterns that keep your hair nappy, to the death thing,
finger, M.O.P. bell ringer. How about some hardcore fan singer, the jam swinger, the Nautica wearer, the car canal man, the Mr. Get Jig, the fly man, notorious ready to die man, the illest, the Brown Village, Bruce Willis, die hard villain, some C, quicker to fill it, style when I spill it, the vital kicker, the thug dealing title stripper, the item flipper, the crisscross recital kicker, the black history driver, the racial thinker, the 999, the five bomber, the jaw sinker, the hell fighter, the revelation writer, the Egyptian spirit inviter, the original body bag tire, the money stasher, the knuckle crapper, the AKA club basher, my brother got a record bragger, the chamber spitter, the grand prize winner, the life and death beginner, the 95 inner, say hi with a heaven sinner, the proclaimed cooker, the hook up on your hooker hooker, the 35 cent shorts on my 2 for 5s overlooker, the rap burner, the actor Tina Turner, beating learner, the hitman, the money earner, the psychologist without the derma, me and my little brother, the watch your back, bust me off, brother undercover, the burner to your head pursuer, the big daddy Kane, little daddy Shane overdoer.
All right, Tim, I'm a radio live. We got 5 minutes left in the show. We're still talking about the blended families. And we thanks for that recipe again one more time, P. That was good stuff. But, yeah, we're still talking about these blended families. And I didn't get a chance to chime in real quick, but just as an aside, that I'm actually, my immediate family is actually part of, is like comprised of a blended family. My father is not my sister's father. So my mom was married before I married my pops. You know, and that's how I came about. And I'll explain it to you guys how that happened a little bit in another show. It's another show that I explained that to you. If you look up, you'll see the joke going right over your head. But anyway, yeah, so it's like because of that, I think that sometimes my sister and I maybe have not seen eye to eye a lot of times. As I got older, you know, I kind of figured it out why. You know, there may have been some kind of resentment. I don't know. But we don't have a typical sibling relationship that I would imagine the average brother and sister or, you know, quote unquote, the norm brother and sister relationship would be. Like, you know, we really don't, really not that close. Like, you know, we acknowledge the fact that we came out of the same womb. But outside of that, it's like, you know. I mean,
well,
I wish it was different.
Where does the resentment come in?
Huh?
I said, where
I don't
does
know.
The
probably because I have.
Coming?
I mean, I was probably because I had both my parents and she didn't.
That's possible.
I mean, maybe that was a start.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying, maybe that was a start. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
well,
I realized that your,
and that, that,
your parents
and
have
that,
a lot
how,
to do with
and,
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Your
parents
saying,
is a God-guided factor in that situation.
And,
you know,
and I get
the,
that. And I get that now.
Yeah. The one thing I can tell you that I'm in the same situation as you. You know, with really, it seemed like all my brothers and sisters, like, I mean, like, well, not all of them. Like, I have a brother which me and him came from the same mother. We have different fathers. But, you know, the one thing that my mother always said to us early on was, you all are brothers. You are brothers. Never let anybody separate you as brothers if anything ever happened to me. I'm telling you, she used to say it so often, right? It used to make me wonder, well, damn, are you about to die? But her whole point was, you are brothers, never let anybody separate that. So I could see how that could be the case, because we could have probably played it different, right? If we weren't reared that way. So I totally understand what you're saying. And you're right. There are resentments that exist, because I know for a fact that there were resentments between me and my brothers because of the relationships. There were different relationships that we had. And as kids, we don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like we love each other, but we don't like each other. And it's always been like that. You know what I'm saying?
But
we,
you know what's
we,
crazy?
We know what it is. We know what it is. We know that, you know what I'm saying, nothing, that, you know, that nothing comes between us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When it really boils down to it, if it hits the fan, we know we're going to stick together. But just on our every one-two thing of the daily routine of life, we, you know what I'm saying, we just don't mesh,
you
we don't bang.
Like,
I mean,
huh?
You know what?
Would he be shocked to hear you say that?
I don't think so, no, because there's been plenty of opportunities for us to both say that and agree to, and just have to agree to, you know, draw the line in the sand and be like, all right,
yeah,
that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? At least it's in the open right now. You know what I mean? And, it's, and that's just how it is right now. I don't like it, but.
Right. But you know what? I remember.
Stuff, you know what I mean?
I remember one time my brother and I got into it or whatever, and we weren't talking. We hadn't talked for like, I don't know, about 2 months straight. And we just both happened to be at our parents' house at the same time. And my stepmom made us both come in the hallway. And she was like, y'all been stuck like glue for this long. You know, don't let stupid stuff come in between y'all. And she made us make up right in there. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. That's the thing, though. No, that's the thing, though. We've never been close. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've heard from stories that we were when I was a baby. But, like, I guess once I got a certain age, I guess she figured things out. That that's not, you know what I'm saying? It made sense to her now that that's not her father. Things were different. And ever since then, we just ain't been, you know. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how we got to do it. But, you know, anyway, they'll be back Friday, y'all.
Yes, sir.
I won't.
Y'all check us out.
Non-please.
As always. And check
put
out
your pride aside.
I have some female shades now. StaveJames.com. I have some female shades on there now.
My birthday is next month.
Just everybody. Hey,
they don't have yours yet, though. Not enough people want those.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's because I'm an exclusive, so everyone's
damn right.
I guess.
Hey.
But I have a little problem with you not f***ing me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you. Cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having that in this house. Cause I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another. You won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money. Video. Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know. Just dance if you caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I put you down. In the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just a dog trying to make somebody. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you better look at me funny. You know my name, now give me my money.